our most anticipated games of 2022. Plus, I have a recording from Twitter Spaces, which a lot of people also were calling in. They were talking about like their favorite games that they can't wait to play for next year. So we're going to play that here in a few minutes. But first, head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. And make sure to follow us on any podcast app. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other places. All you have to do is just search for Gamer Tag Radio. And once we're there, you see us, make sure to subscribe and follow. By the way, Spotify just added some a new feature where you could also review your favorite podcast. So if you're a Spotify listener, go right now and review Gamer Tag Radio. That will help us out a lot. Also, if you'd like to be part of our family discussional segment, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so this is the last episode of this year. And we're going to take a short break during the holiday season, and we'll be back. Don't worry. We'll be back sometime during the first week of January, early January. So stay tuned for that. But Paris, do you have big plans for the holiday? Just relax, chill, what?
Yeah, just chill. Be with the family, you know, standard stuff.
Yeah, probably going to do that too. And playing some games that I missed out for the past year or so. So that's something I'm going to do. Death Door, I know that's a game that you've been playing all year long. You've been talking about it. I'm probably going to play it. I'm going to play this this week. All right, Paris, let's talk about our sponsor. And I know I mentioned about the Matrix Resurrections, which comes out in a couple of days. NVIDIA is giving away three PC builds. The G4 RTX custom PC giveaway, which they've been posting this online a lot the past couple of days. And it looks really, really tight, man. Really dope. You know, as a person that just got their PC rig finally, which I'll talk about that later on, I got to see this. It looks pretty tight, man. What do you think, Paris?
Yeah, I mean, it's three custom PC builds that's based around the Matrix Resurrections, which will be coming out on December 22nd, which by the time people hear this will be in a day or two. One is coming from Digital Storm. It's based on the backup operator. Another one is The Breacher, which the custom builder Tips created. And then NZXT has a build based on the Nebuchadnezzar, which is the ship that is all the way from the original Matrix. And then they're also going to have five custom backplates that will go with a 3080 Ti GPU from NVIDIA. So want to recommend that everyone right now, if you're listening to this, go to NVIDIA GeForce's social channels on Twitter, on Facebook, and Instagram, and enter this contest. You have until 5 p.m. on December 21st to enter, and then they will announce the winners at the end of January in 2022. Trust me, looking at this build, like this Digital Storm build, is coming with a 3080 Ti GPU and a Ryzen 9 5950X CPU, 32 gigabytes of DDR4 RAM, a 1 terabyte M.2 drive. And like I said, the Digital Storm one is based on the backup operator. So that's like Tank in the first Matrix, right? You know, working on his thing. It's a really awesome looking build. And then, like I said, you have that Nebuchadnezzar build coming from NZXT. Again, another 3080 Ti GPU, an AMD 5800X CPU. Again, 32 gigabytes of DDR4 RAM and 1 terabyte M.2 storage space in there. Cooling, they're using NZXT Kraken all in one. Again, the fans are also NZXT LED fans, and that Breacher build is using a 3090 GPU and a 3950X CPU, Ryzen 9 3950X CPU, which I have, and 32 gigabytes of RAM again. And this one has a 2 terabyte M.2 drive in it as well. So again, awesome contest. We want to thank NVIDIA for sponsoring this podcast. And again, go enter. December 21st at 5 p.m. You have until enter. Go to the NVIDIA GeForce social channels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for your chance to win, and good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Take advantage of this. You never know, right, Paris?
Yep, you never know. I might enter myself. Know.
Yeah, I might do the same too.
And go see The Matrix Resurrections on December 22nd because I'm going to be there. I can't wait to see the sequel.
Oh, hell yeah. See, that's a conversation I had with Ree the other day. I was like, we have two options, watching from home, watching the theater. I think we're going to go to the theater. There's nothing like the movie theater experience.
Agreed.
Nothing at all. So that's the thing we're going to do later this week. So for sure. Paris, so top games, man, for the coming year that we're excited about. Can you mention at least a couple before we go and play our Twitter Spaces session? I know you mentioned a couple there too.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, one I want to mention right off the top is Replaced. This is one that we saw during the Xbox E3 media briefing showcase, whatever you want to call it. Looks to be more of like an indie title. It's kind of that retro future look, side action scroller. Looks fantastic. That one immediately caught my eye. So I believe that is coming out early in 2022. So I'm excited for that. I mean, The Given is Starfield. I mean, you know, that is something coming from Bethesda. Highly anticipated to see what they're going to do with that. Redfall is another one coming from Bethesda. Really looking forward to that. Early this year in February, Horizon Forbidden West. I can't wait.
Oh, yes.
The sequel to Horizon Zero Dawn. I am so excited for that game. Can't wait to finally get my hands on that. And another one, which the official Forza channel actually had a quick little video out with one of the devs from Turn 10, is Forza Motorsport. That is slated to come in 2022. And this is next gen only new Forza game that's coming out. You know, obviously, technically, this is a Forza 8 coming from Turn 10. So really excited to see what they're going to do with a true next gen Forza, you know, coming on Series X. I mean, we believe that God of War Ragnarok is slated to also come out this year in 2022 or next year in 2022. So really looking forward to that if it does make 2022. And Stalker 2 is another one. Look, they had a little NFT drama this week. But the game itself, oh, I'm very excited for that. I can't wait to get my hands on that as well. So just, and that's just off the top of my head. I know there's a ton more, like Saints Row is coming out in 2022. You know, there's Sifu is coming out as well. I mean, there's a ton of titles that are coming out in 2022 that I'm excited for. But that would probably be the ones that would be at the top of my list.
Yeah, you know, another game that you forgot to mention, because we're huge fans of Legend of Zelda Link to the Past. Tunic,
yes,
it's a game that's coming out in January.
You can play that demo right now through the ID at Xbox. They're doing that holiday thing right now, so you can actually check it out.
Yeah, that game, I played I got to see this game years ago at E3, behind closed doors, and it reminded me so much of the old school Zelda games that I'm very, very, very excited. For those who know, it's a fox. You go there, and the design is very, very similar to Link to the Past. In the demo, there's also a little boss battle there you could also check out. And it's challenging. It's very, very challenging, and it looks awesome. I can't wait to play that once it comes out in January. Also, another game that I want to play that I'm very excited about is Rainbow Six Extraction, which that one originally was called Rainbow Six Quarantine, but Ubisoft...
Right,
because of the pandemic, everything's going on. They changed the name to Extraction, but it looks pretty cool. PvE, if you're a fan of Rainbow Six, is that type of style. It's not zombies, it's aliens. So very excited to play that. Also, Sifu Paris, that game looks fantastic. Fantastic. It's coming out for the PC and also PlayStation 5. As a person that never played the first Horizon, which I'm going to play during the holiday break, I'm very excited to play the second one on the PS5. And I'm trying to think of any other games around the early next year that's coming out. Those are the top, for me, top games I can't wait to play. I know later next year, Bayonetta's coming out. I know the new Ninja Turtles game that's 16-bit
style.
Yes,
forgot about that one. Yeah, looking forward to that too.
Shredder's Revenge is called.
There's two coming from WB in 2022. I'm excited about Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad. Forgot about those.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Also, Rumbleverse, that game looks very interesting. I want to check it out. I know all the characters from different from cartoons and movies, from WB is going to be there. You know, Shaggy, Batman, et cetera. So it looks awesome. The game looks awesome. Plus, it's free.
And I'm not interested in this. I know a lot of people are. It's just not my bag. Is Elden Ring is coming. January, right? Yeah. So
no, actually, I think it's in February.
Did they push it back to February? I couldn't remember.
Let me double check.
I mean, you know, I know they had the previews and everything, so people are super excited about it. Just not for me. Not my thing. Same. And then, you know, Dying Light 2 is coming out early next year as well. Mm-hmm. You got Gran Turismo 7, another racing game coming for PlayStation will be out. Ghostwire Tokyo is coming out as well in 2022. So, I mean, dude, there's a ton of stuff. Tiny Teen is Wonderland. You know, yeah, there's a ton of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the year's going to start very, very strong, and then it's going to get lighter because we don't know yet the release dates of all these games that supposedly is coming out in 2022. So we probably will find out sometime next year, you know, games like Bayonetta, which is supposed to come out in 2022. Yeah. Man, I'm very excited for next year. Elden Ring is coming out February 25th. February is looking insane.
Hey, Destiny 2, The Witch Queen, looking forward to that as well. I mean, huge expansion.
Dying Light 2. Another one.
Yeah. So I said that earlier. But yeah, Dying Light 2 is also early. Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be good, man. Like, I mean, Paris, like, now that it looks like more developers are working in the studios now instead of from home, I think next year is going to be a lot better, man. A lot, lot better in gaming. And the past 2 years, I've been playing a lot of the indie games, and a lot of them were really, really good. And I think 2022 is going to be even bigger and better for not only from the indie side, but also from the AAA side.
Yep.
Yeah, can't wait. Anything else, Paris, before we play our audio?
No, I mean, I think that's it. It's been 2021 has definitely been an interesting year for gaming, you know, some really good stuff. And, yeah, like you said, we go into 2022 and it's just stacked. So going to be exciting.
Yeah, yeah. So that we're going to do this, guys. We're going to play Twitter Spaces audio, which a lot of people have been calling in, and they called in and talked about their favorite games for next year. And once we come back, we're going to wrap it up for our last episode of 2021. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Hey, what's up? Not much.
Nah, just here. It's been a very long week. I've been relaxing all day. It's been very, very busy.
it was nice to see you, Paris, and Pete on the podcast again.
Yes, actually, we haven't done that in a couple months, actually. Yeah.
It felt good
getting everybody together. That episode is coming out later on tonight, around midnight, our time, Pacific. So, but yeah, my question I was going to ask you, and everybody that's listening here, please feel free to call in if you guys want. Games are you waiting for next week, next year, in 2022, man? Most anticipated games for you. You have any there? Or what?
For me, most anticipated is Starfield. But I'm going to say the caveat is I don't know what I'm anticipating yet. Like, I'm uncomfortable with how much I don't know about the game yet. You know, I was hoping that was going to get a trailer at the Game Awards, but it didn't. But that's the most anticipated game for next year. Because I feel like if God of War is 2022 and if Breath of the Wild is 2022, you put that next to Horizon, Forbidden West. And, you know, we already know those stories. We already know those characters. We already know those worlds. And so I'm really looking forward to being introduced to a new world, which Starfield is going to do, you know, and put us in space.
But isn't that scary that you're hype about that game and you don't know much about it though?
Yeah, it is.
Like, isn't it like a little bit too dangerous to get too hype for a game like that? You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, and that's why I said that's not, like, my caveat is, like, I guess I'm most anticipating next year a trailer for Starfield so that I can be more excited for it. But I guess if I had to give you a game, I guess it's not a game because I don't know what exists yet, but I'm really looking forward to what next year is going to bring in the indie space. because I feel like with this year with Game Pass, I dove into indie games more than I've done in the past, and I'm looking forward to doing that again next year. So really excited to see the, you know, the name is escaping me right now. The Artful Escape? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I think the last game that's coming out this year that I know of it, from the indie side on Game Pass, The Gunk. I think that's this week coming up.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are looking forward to that, actually.
Yeah. So I can't wait. Can't wait to see what people have to say about it. My friend Fiona is in that game too, and I interviewed her a couple weeks back on the show. That was a great conversation overall about it. So I'm very excited to see what happens once that game comes out.
Yeah.
You know, so.
What about you? What's your anticipated?
I mean, Starfield is up there. Again, I'm trying to stay away from, you know, details about the game. I just want to be surprised. That's one. Actually, I'm very curious to try out Crossfire X because I know Remedy worked on the campaign. I don't care much about the multiplayer. I know that's been out for a while and it's pretty big in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play that and just see how it is, the campaign, single player. Sifu is another game that I really want to try out. That game looks fresh.
Yeah,
that looks really dope.
It does. That game looks really good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other games for early next year. Tunic. Another one that reminds me so much of Zelda Link to the Past. Reminds me like the SNES style from back then. That one looks pretty cool. I still have the demo that came out back, was it during the summer? It got released. They had like an indie showcase with Twitch, Xbox. So have you tried that game at all, Tunic, the demo?
No, I haven't.
Or have seen it? They had it up. They had it, I think, at E3 a couple years back. They've been working on that game for a while. It reminds me so much of Zelda, man. Zelda, SNES.
I got to check that out because I love me some Zelda.
Yeah, that one is also coming out in February, which is a crazy month. Is there any games during that time that you're also planning to get? I know Horizon comes out around that time, too.
Yeah, Horizon's a must for me because I love that story. So I'm really looking forward to seeing where it goes. And I'm not a fan of Souls games. Like, I've never really played them like that in the past. But I'm really, like, Elden Ring. Something about Elden Ring that seems a little more welcoming, if I can use that word, in the sense of, like... How easy it might be to get into that game or play it versus other Souls games. I don't know. Maybe I'm just caught up in the hype. I don't know. But I'm really looking forward to those two in February.
Yeah, I'm curious. I know Paris is here. Paris, feel free to call if you want, man. But I'm curious to hear what people have to say about the new Destiny 2 expansion that comes out in February. I think the 22nd of next year.
That is going to bring me back into Destiny. For a little bit.
Yeah, the Witch Queen. There you go. So what do you know about the game? Because I don't know much about the Witch Queen. I know that it's coming out next year.
Yeah.
February of next year.
I haven't played Destiny like that in a little bit, but if I'm not mistaken, this DLC is kind of like a callback to the first Destiny and where we first see that character and play against that character. So I know it's kind of going back to that story, and I think that's where a lot of this hype is. Kind of feels like going back to old Destiny. Can't speak on it more than that, though. But I am hyped because new Destiny content is always great.
Yeah. I gotta check it out once it comes out. And let's see. Yeah, if anybody wants to call in, feel free to call. I'll put you guys in here if you have any games you want to mention here. I know another game that I want to play that is coming out sometime, I believe, in January or February, is the new Rainbow Six Extraction, which originally was called Quarantine, but they changed the name. But that one comes out around that time. And again, I'm into, you know, Left 4 Dead, Zombies, Call of Duty Zombies, and Back 4 Blood. So it's kind of similar, but it's with three players. Do you see that game? Do you see yourself playing that game at all? Because that looks really, really fun, man.
Yeah, you know... It's kind of funny. You're the first person I've really heard compare it to a Left 4 Dead. So that kind of makes me look at it in a different light. I'm interested a little bit. I don't know if I might jump into that one.
Okay. All right. Well, I know Bradley just called here. Bradley, what's up, man?
Can you hear me? What's up?
I can hear you.
Hello,
what's going on? What's up? Where you calling from?
UK, Manchester.
Ooh, the UK. Yeah. What time is it over there? It's like a 9-hour difference from us, I believe, right?
Or less. 11:40. It's just about 11:40. So.
Ooh, hardcore. All right, man. So what up? What's up, man? You have anything to say?
Yeah. I mean, a pretty obvious one for me, and it's hopefully likely to come out next year, but Silksong, Hollow Knight Silksong. I mean, Hollow Knight was huge game for me. I probably put well over 100 hours into it with all the released content that they continue to release for that game. And I actually got a chance to play it back at EGX, I think, in 2019. So the vertical slice that they gave off was super, super interesting. But yeah, I'd love to hear more about Silksong. As for bigger budget, I mean, I just want to hear more about Hogwarts Legacy, I think, especially with there was recent news where I think is it Sumer Digital is also working on it now. There's a couple of other UK studios working on it, so I just love to hear more about that. I was replaying the old classic, you know, like PS2, like Chamber of Secrets and Azkaban and stuff, and just to get back into that game world with a new spin on it would be super cool. So yeah, I'm just so ready for Hollow Knight, and I was kind of surprised not to see it at the Game Awards, but you know, it's to be expected with every new show.
Yeah.
Everyone's just waiting for it, but
yeah, there was too much content, I believe. Too many trailers. It's all good, right? No, man, but thanks for calling. I have a couple callers here,
all
man.
Good, all good.
Thanks a lot, man. All right, let me put in more here. Let's go with Trevor. Trevor, where you calling from? Hello, are you there? Maybe you can hear us.
Hello.
There you go.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
How you doing, man? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Ooh, Austin, yeah. Texas. I have a couple friends over there, man. Shout out to you
keeping
guys.
Keeping it weird.
It's all good. So what? You have any games you hype about?
Well, Starfield's the big one because I think the other day I looked and I think I clocked in like 400 hours in the Skyrim or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm always looking forward to the next proper Bethesda game. And then I'm going to second you on TuneIt because I did play the demo. I think, I don't know if it was back at E3 when they released the quit demo, and I absolutely fell in love with it. Like the music, the look of it, everything, which is funny because I've never played a Legend of Zelda game, which may be sacrilegious, but I'm really looking forward to TuneIt. I don't know if this is cheating, and then I'll give this shout out. The next gen patch for The Witcher 3 and Cyberpunk, because I started Cyberpunk, my most anticipated game the year it came out, and then the issues came, and I was like, you know what? I only clocked in like 8 hours, and I just stopped. And I said, you know what? I'm going to wait until the next gen patch comes out and then play that and let that be the first proper time. So I'm looking forward to that. And then The Witcher 3, because that's one of my favorite games. So I know that's not a full-fledged game, but like the next-gen patch that CD Projekt Red hasn't come out with. There's so many games, though, which is hard. It's hard to keep up with all of them, and I can't get to all of them. So it feels like my queue keeps building up. But
all right. Thanks for calling. And you know what? I'm actually curious to see how The Witcher and Cyberpunk is going to look for next gen.
Yeah, and it already looks pretty. Out. So, yeah. But thank you.
Yeah. No, thanks a lot for calling, man.
Good night.
All right, you too. Shout out to Texas, man, and also all the way from Oakland, Portland. We have Ka. Hey, Ka.
What's up, fam?
What's up?
Chilling. It's like I just saw you.
I know you did. You did.
I got a great big hug. It was wonderful. It was lovely.
Yeah, man. And also congrats during the announcement of the Spawnies.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see that. It's going to be fun.
Coming soon. Lots of dope stuff incoming. It's going to be fun.
Woo. So any games next year that you're hype about that's coming out next year?
So you mentioned a couple. Sifu, I'm like really excited for Sifu. I think that's going to be like one of those like under the radar kind of games. It also feels like those folks who made Absolver, Slow Clap, they don't really get the love that they deserve for the stuff that they make. So I'm hoping that they finally get some love with Sifu, because that looks like really interesting. I think Saints Row is dropping next year, right?
Yes, it's actually dropping August 23rd. I was looking at it too right now.
That's right. That's like before my birthday, so that's like perfect. That's like that game is going to be wild. Super hyped for that. Of course, Starfield. Everybody's been talking about Starfield, so that's going to be really cool. A thing that no one has been talking about that I feel like is one of the games, or at least not a game, but a system that I'm really excited for, is the Playdate.
Yes. I'm actually hyped about that too.
Yeah, the Playdate is going to be really wild to see like what that winds up being as a console. If folks aren't familiar, it's like a handheld console, all black and white. You play a lot of the games because it has this pull-out crank on the side of it that incorporates into gameplay and stuff. So that thing is going to be real cool to play around with and see and stuff. So and Rumbleverse, I think, is going to drop probably next year too.
Yes, February. Again, that month is looking pretty insane. I don't know how we're going to keep up. I don't know. It's going to be a lot.
I think that's going to be one of those sneaky games where Rumbleverse is another battle royale, but it's all melee centered. So it's a melee battle royale, but it's the cool kind of twist to it is like everything is kind of wrestling moves. So you can like suplex somebody off the top of a building to eliminate them. It's super, super dope. Like I've been having a lot of fun playing that. So hoping people will be able to, you know, jump into that and enjoy it. So those are a couple ones off the top of my head.
I was going to ask you before you head out or anything, unless you want to stay here, but tell us a little bit about the Spawnies, man. People could check it out, man. Once it comes out sometime in January, right?
We're trying to nail down timing, but I think it'll have to be sometime before the end of January, just for relevancy's sake. It's hard to do a Game of the Year award show in February of the next year. But the kind of premise is that, you know, a lot of times gaming awards shows that we've seen so far, they don't really focus or have any kind of connection to, you know, underrepresented folks or people of color. And we know that there's a lot of underrepresented and represented folks who are making games. So the hope is that from, you know, the beginning of the broadcast to the end of the broadcast, like 90% of what you see or folks that you see represented are from those groups. And I don't think anybody else has actually ever done that before. So it'll be really fun. It'll be me and Rihanna from G4 hosting it. And we're almost done. We're like 90% done in terms of production for the show. We're just waiting for a couple of small pieces to come together. And then after that, then we hopefully will have a very, very special show for everybody to kind of take in and watch. So trying to do something different. You know, it's hard to do something new like this. I don't think anybody else is really trying this. So fingers crossed that we have a good first go of it. And we hope everybody will come through and give us some support. So that'll be super dope.
Well, I'll be the first one supporting all the way, man. So everybody, make sure to follow Ka for you guys to get some updates about the show, man. So, yeah. And also follow you guys on Spawn On Me podcast.
Yep. Spawn On Me podcast, at Spawn On Me on Twitter. Check out the show, follow it, subscribe, hit the bell, all that good stuff.
Yeah. All right, you want to stay here or you have to be out? You're good.
No, I'm gonna hang. I'm gonna hang. I'll drop down.
All right,
I'll drop down out of list, out of speaker.
If you wanna talk smack, Paris is here listening. Hey, well, you're free to do so, man.
Well, hold on. Before that part, I hope you saw the picture I put up on Twitter a couple hours ago.
No, I haven't. I haven't looked. I gotta check it out then.
I was lucky enough to be featured in the Game Awards this year.
Congrats, by the way. Congrats.
Thank you very much. And one of the things that nobody said, because you know it was great. There's been a lot of love for it. But when I went into taping it, because we recorded that back in like August, and I had to sit on it for like months, so no, couldn't tell anybody. But one of the things was like, you know, you have to make your set look right. You have to like put stuff in the background. And it was I have this lit sign, and I made sure that you can swap out the letters, and I had it say Paris Can't Cook on it. And nobody caught it in the actual show.
That's funny.
Oh, proper. To have that in there. But it was funny. Nobody caught it until I shared it out today. So
that is hilarious.
It was so good.
Anyway. Love it.
I know you got a bunch of folks coming up, so I'll jump.
Yeah. For sure. I'll do that right now. Ree. Hey, Rihanna. She's here.
Hello.
Welcome. All right. So I'm going to put up a couple of people here. And we have, who's this? Hello? Loxy?
Hey, Donnie. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Yeah. How you doing, everyone?
Where are you calling from?
I'm originally from Leicester in the UK, but I'm out here in Florida now. I live in Florida.
Oh, Florida. I used to live in Miami, Florida, man.
I'm northeast Jacksonville, so
Jacksonville, a little further away.
Yeah.
Right, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. What's up?
Yeah, awesome listening to the show. So for me, for next year, there's really two big things on my radar, and that's the Witch Queen Destiny content. So I absolutely love what they're doing with Destiny right now this year.
Yeah.
So really exciting. That hype video at the Game Awards was just mind-blowing. So hopefully we'll sneak back onto Mars, maybe, which was a planet we thought was destroyed last year or this year. I don't know what time is. Mm-hmm. So really excited for that. And then I'm not even sure if it's this year or is it next year, but or 2023, but the new Marvel Spider-Man game, Spider-Man 2, is going to have Venom and Miles Morales in as well.
That looks tight. That looks really, really tight.
Yeah, I only played the two games on the PS5 this year, so I came to them late, but they would have been my game of year in the years that they released, like especially that first one. I thought it was incredible, so I'm really hyped for those two games, the Witch Queen and the new Marvel game. And then with Starfield, everyone's talking about the hype of it, but I was burned out with Oblivion, you know, Elder Scrolls 4, and I never played Skyrim, so I really kind of want to go and do that. But I love like Mass Effect and Destiny, so sci-fi, Star Wars kind of stuff like that. Starfield has got my attention, but I'm trying to stay on kind of like, avoid all the trailers and spoilers at the minute.
Yeah, which is really hard to do nowadays, especially because if you don't watch the trailer, then somebody will mention it, talk about it, tweet about it, and it's everywhere. So yeah, I'm gonna be surprised with Starfield. Like, I'm trying to stay away from everything else. I just want to play for the first time and just be surprised, man, you know?
Yeah, same. Like, I want to know a little bit about the plot. Like, are we just adventuring the moon? Is it going to be like a space horror, kind of going into like alien movies kind of territory? Or that's the kind of thing that I'm unclear on and what Starfield's looking to do, because I've been staying away from it.
Yeah, awesome, man. Well, but thank you for calling in. I have a couple other callers here, man. Thanks a lot, man. And shout out to Florida. Florida, man. All right.
Take it easy.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. All right. We have another caller here. Nick. What's up, Nick? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago, Chi-Town. All right.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to Stalker 2 and Breath of the Wild 2. I hope that comes out next year.
Yeah, so Stalker 2, I believe that comes out in March. Let me double check.
It's April.
April, there you go. April, and I hope you're ready because it's 180 gigs. It's a pretty big file.
I don't know.
Do you have the space for that? It's a lot.
I hope so. I usually delete stuff after I'm done with them, so.
Yeah, I think that's a normal thing to do. I always do that too. Or, you know, some of these games are available on Game Pass if you have that, and you could just play through the cloud too, you know, just to make it easy. So, and he just got disconnected. Are you there, Nick?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I see you now. Okay, that was just party spaces. Anything else from the other games for this for next year?
Breath of the Wild 2. Hopefully it comes out next year. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. That's we'll see. I think it might come out like maybe at the end of the year.
And if I pick a game from Sony, I'd have to get God of War, Ragnarok.
Ooh, are you planning to get the PC version of God of War? Comes out early next year, January?
Probably. I already own it on PS4, but I'll probably buy on PC again. I don't care.
Yeah, man, you got to support it. More games will come out PC, man, you know?
Yep.
All right, man, but thanks for calling, man.
All right, care.
All right. It's Let's put Alyssa here. Alyssa, what's up? Welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. For those that don't know, where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from New York. My name is Alyssa.
Oh.
I'm in New York right now.
Oh, New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So for me, the games that I'm most looking forward to, the first one is that new Kirby open world game that comes out in March. I'm really looking forward to it and seeing what it's like to play Kirby in an open world setting. The second one would have to be Redfall. It'll be my reason for getting an Xbox, actually, because I don't own one. And the last one is definitely Forspoken. I'm a huge Square Enix fan, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what that game is about. And, you know, just female protagonist being Black is just amazing to me, so I'm excited for it.
Yeah, that one is May 24th.
Yeah.
Comes out PC and PS5.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
It looks really good. So you got hype when you got to see the new trailer?
Yeah, from the Game Awards. It was really, I was just blown away by what Square Enix can always do. And yeah, it's just going to be exciting next year for all the games that are coming out. Even if it's delayed, it's just nice that we get a slew of games next year.
Definitely. Hey, Ree or Mondo, you guys have any questions, comments for Alyssa? Feel free to go in.
Yeah, I guess just comment. I'm also, just to piggyback on the Forspoken, I'm really looking forward to Forspoken too. Square is one of my favorite studios as well. You're not looking forward to Pokemon, Alyssa? You're getting that Arceus?
Yeah, I am getting Arceus. I am looking forward to it as well. But I think like on the larger scale of things, for Nintendo, it was really a tie between Breath of the Wild and Kirby. But I feel like with Breath of the Wild, there's not a lot of like say if it's actually coming out next year. So I just think that like Kirby just feels different, you know. I mean, Arceus feels different too, but for Pokemon fans, but I just feel like, you know, Kirby just seems so expansive in comparison. I don't know, just me.
It looks interesting though.
Yeah, it does.
I would like to try it out. Yeah, it looked very interesting. But even with the new Pokemon, it looks very, very different than the previous games. You know, and it's also open world. You're not excited for that at all, like compared to Kirby like that?
I mean, I am. I just think it's because, like, I've played Let's Go, and I feel like, I don't know, I think there needs to be more details for the story for Arceus. I think the nature of it is, like, we're making the Pokédex, which I think is so awesome. But I still want the element of, like, the classic games with this new open worldness. So I'm just excited to see how Pokemon tackles the open world scenario, but I would love to see it in like a next installment for our classic games put like mixed together.
Ree, you there?
Yeah, sorry. I'm having a few connection issues. Can you hear me?
Okay? Good. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I just wanted to call back to another game Alyssa mentioned, Forspoken, and I'm really excited to hear so many people looking forward to that game. I gotta say, I'm not one of them, and it's interesting because the representation of the lead character being a Black woman is one of a few things that may get me to actually give it a shot, but those types of games just aren't my thing, and no shade to people who are excited for it. I know it's going to be a really exciting AAA experience. We got, you know, heavy hitters like Gary Wood and Amy Hennig behind those scenes, and that gives me a lot of faith for its success. But these fish out of water games where, you know, somebody coming from modern times and entering a fantastical setting, for some reason, like, my brain can't shut off, like, the what is it, cognitive dissonance, or suspend my disbelief long enough to really get into it. I almost prefer to just go full fantasy. So maybe I need another trailer or like a gameplay deep dive, something to tell me why I would be excited once I'm already playing the game. But the talent attached to it is really like the best thing it's got going for it, from my perspective as somebody who is not a Square fan.
Well, I do have a question for Ree. Are there any indie games next year? Because I feel like, you know, like you always know the greatest indie games. So are there any indie games you think next year are going to be really good?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to plus one another one that my Spawnies co-host Khalif Adams mentioned, Sifu. I know that's being both developed and published by Slow Clap, available on, was it PlayStation 4, 5, and Windows machines. That looks incredible. And it's yet another game that I wouldn't normally go for, you know, a beat 'em up with sort of some Souls-like elements and the boss encounters and parrying mechanics and beating your head against a wall, trying the same mechanics over and over again until you get it right. But surprisingly, I'm super excited to try this aging mechanic and to see what it's like going through, you know, the process of learning all of these movesets and then deciding if you want to keep all of the knowledge you've acquired during your run and risk aging out too far versus going back at the beginning and starting over with a whole new moveset. Like there's some really interesting development choices that they're making. So yeah, I think for me, the more I know about a game, the more I get interested. And I know folks like Danny want to go in dark on certain titles like Starfield, but I want to know more about all of these games. I just hope we see a lot more from them.
Yeah, you know, another game that nobody mentioned, well, it's actually two. Bayonetta 3 and also the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge, which comes out the Switch and PC sometime next year. Looks really good. I'm a huge fan of like games like Streets of Rage and Final Fight. So I definitely want to play that list next year. All right, we have another caller here. Jaren, there you go. Sorry, my bad.
No problem,
man. My bad. What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, I'm calling from Utah.
Oh, Utah. Oh, cool, man. All right, so you have any games coming out next year?
Yeah.
That you're hype about?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, God of War Ragnarok, the first game, was probably my favorite game of all time.
Oof, okay.
Yeah, and it'll be fun to play the PC version on a Steam Deck whenever that comes out.
Oh, so you pre-order the Steam Deck?
Yeah, I think I did. We'll see.
Do you know which version? Because there's three versions.
The 512 gigabyte.
Is that that's mid tier, right?
That's the mid tier. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, cool. Yeah, so, any updates? Any updates when you're getting that? Because I know there's been a few announcements about delay.
I know they delayed it. I have no clue, honestly.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, and another game. There's no date or anything about it, but Bend Studios' next game they're working on. I was a huge fan of Days Gone.
Mm. And
from what we know, they're making a open world game, so I'm just excited to see what they're doing next.
Awesome, man! All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling me, man.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, no problem. All right, let's go with. Oh, we got also Paris here calling in. Let's see. All right, so hold on a second. Let me add a couple more here. This is from my mom's garage podcast. Let's see who this is. Hello. Hello, unmute your mic, please. Yeah, hello, what's up?
My name is Tony. I'm from Central Florida.
Hey, Tony. Once again, Florida calling in.
Yeah.
Right?
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
I know they mentioned Sifu and Destiny, but the two games I'm really anticipating to come out that are coming out was I'm a huge like fighting game, so I know King of Fighters 15 is coming out in February, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's which one?
King
February.
I think it's February or March is coming out, if I'm not mistaken. I know they got announced.
Yeah, actually, February 17th is coming out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's coming out for PS5 and the Xbox Series. Yeah, actually, almost all the consoles and PC.
Yeah, I know. I'm super excited.
Pretty cool.
And the other one would be, this was a huge game that I used to play back in like PS2, was Gungrave. And they came out with Gungrave Gore. It was announced like late 2019, so it got delayed, and it's supposed it's coming out next year. So that's a huge shoot 'em up that I just want to just spend a few hours just killing everything that I see in sight.
Awesome, man. Thanks. Thanks for calling, man.
No problem. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem. All right, Paris, what's up? Paris is here.
So the only reason I came up, I was just going to listen. When Rihanna was talking, I literally texted her, and I'm like, in all caps, replace No one's talking about Replace. They showed it during the Xbox E3 showcase. That's another indie title that's coming out next year. Looks really good. It's like a retro, futuristic kind of platformer looking type of game. Looked really good during the showcase. So I'm really anticipating that. I know we've already talked about Starfield. That even though we really know nothing about it, I'm kind of putting my faith into it. Look, last time I put faith in something was Cyberpunk, but maybe that might not work out, so we'll see. But I'm putting my faith in Bethesda and Todd Howard and all those guys. You know, this is a passion project for them, and it looks like, kind of like with Halo Infinite, they were given some extra time to put some extra polish on it for when it comes out the end of next year. So those are probably my two biggest. And I think another one no one's talking about is Stalker 2. Really looking forward to that as well.
We did talk about it. I think that's April. April comes out.
Yeah, up in there somewhere. So, yeah. So those would probably be mine. I mean, Dead Witch Queen is a no-brainer. That is an account. And there's a ton of other games that we know are coming here in February and into March. But those would probably be my top three that I'm looking forward to next year. And I guess we can assume God of War Ragnarok is coming out next year, even though we've not officially said it. And then I guess, I keep thinking it's like 2021, but it's really 2022. I guess Horizon Forbidden West, obviously, would be another one as well. I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, that's in 2 months.
Yep.
With that insane amount of games coming out that month. Yeah. It's a lot. Oh, my. So, all right, question to you, Paris, because that one comes out 2 days, actually a couple of days before Destiny, the Witch Queen. How are you going to have the time? How are you going to do it?
Can I tell the truth on something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I hope PlayStation sends me a review code like 2 weeks early.
hey, that works. Hey, that works, man. Because you know what's going to happen? You know that the Witch Queen, probably everybody, even the journalists, are going to have it the day it comes out, like once the service goes out. Yeah.
It's a live game. So even when you get it, you're playing it with everyone else. But yeah, I hope. And PlayStation actually has a pretty good track record with that. To get it a couple weeks early, that way I can beat it before Witch Queen comes out.
Hey, not bad.
Yeah.
Are you watching the game?
Yeah, and the Bills have scored, which means I shouldn't be talking. So I'm going to leave. Bye.
All right. Well, take care, Paris. All right, man. All right, so we have another one. This is Humble Bumble. Thank you for calling, man. Where are you calling from? Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Thank you for calling.
Just had a couple games that was on the radar. They didn't show it, but the Gotham Knights game, that really piqued my interest. I saw a lot of people talking about Suicide Squad, but Gotham Knights has been pretty much on the low on the radar. So I wonder what they're doing with that one. And
why that one got you hyped instead of the other DC game?
This is mainly deal with the whole Bat family. You know, we got Batwoman, well, Batgirl, you got Red Hood. I think it was is it Damian or is it Tim? It's one of the two. And it's just the dynamics of it being open world, kind of like the other Arkham games. That just kind of piqued my interest.
That's about it? Those are the only two?
Oh, no. There's another one. They showed it last year at the Game Awards called Crimson Desert. And it kind of had that Witcher feel to it. And that's also been pretty much on the not been talked about. But I've been seeing a little bit of videos from it. And there's another game called the Callisto Protocol from the guy who made the original Dead Space.
Oh yes, there was a teaser about that game, right? Was it this year or something? Yeah, oh, I can't remember.
Teaser earlier this year, but other than that teaser, that's all we pretty much saw. So I'm hoping we'll get to see something again, probably at E3, hopefully.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. Yeah,
I know.
Because I'm a huge Dead Space fan. Huge Dead Space.
Yeah,
fan.
Especially with the reboot remake they got coming out. What is it, 2023, I think?
Yeah. Is there anything else?
Other than those, the Sifu game, I'm really interested in that. And I think that's about it. The Suicide Squad game, of course, and of course, Starfield. Everybody's been talking about that. But other than that, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, man. All right. Take care. Man, it's crazy. A lot of people mentioning Starfield, but not a lot of people knows about the game. Insane. All right, so we have another one. Let me put them here. By the way, Mondo, Rihanna, Alyssa, any opinions you want to say, go for it. Feel free to talk. We have another caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from? Kenneth? You there? A mute? I think he's not on mute. Right. There you go. I can hear you there. Sorry. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Where are you calling from?
Statesboro, Georgia. It's just outside of Savannah.
Oh, look at that. Back-to-back Georgia. All right.
Eagles.
All right.
No, I'm super excited for Tiny Tina's Borderlands. I feel like that was the best DLC that Borderlands ever had. And that we're going to get potentially a whole game based around that whole like Dungeons & Dragons feel. It is fantastic to me. And then also Elden Ring. I mean, what's not to love about everything potentially that Elden Ring can be?
Yeah, give me one second. Let me see. Riri says that she needs access, but she's here as a co-host. I don't know what's going on. Give me one second. Something with spaces. Let me invite her again. Hopefully that works. Any other games too? Because I know a lot of people have been hype about that with Tiny Tina. You got excited watching the new characters, the trailer they showed during the Game Awards?
Yeah, I'm super excited about that. So it's for 2022 for me, it's Elden Ring, Tiny Tina. I hope God of War Ragnarok comes out. But, you know, I understand the last year of what it's been, or 2 years at this point, for developers. I really want to play God of War next year. I'm actually very excited about the new Saints Row. I just recently started playing through those within the last 6 months. I had never touched those games before. So seeing what a modern one of those could be is actually kind of exciting for me.
Good. And you know, Elden Ring also comes out in February, which is a crazy month. But I believe Tiny Tina comes out a month after that, sometime in March.
Yeah, I'm kind of seeing who's going to blink on that month, because we've got Horizon, we've got Destiny, and I've been playing Destiny since the alpha on PS4. Log in every week, kind of a no-lifer on that game. So yeah, you've got Destiny, you've got Elden Ring, Tiny Tina's coming out in a few weeks in that area. There's so much coming out within like a few short week period. I'm curious if anybody's going to delay at the last minute.
Let's see. Early next year, it's going to be really, really busy with games.
It's
especially
tough.
From the indie side, it's a lot. And
yeah,
and a couple big AAA games too. Awesome. Well, anything else?
Just last thing, everybody should play Death's Door if they haven't. It's a fantastic game. I've been playing it for the last like week and a half or so. Just everybody that's an indie game lover, you should check that out. It's a fantastic game.
I'm actually going to download it for the Switch because I have it for the Xbox, but I want to try it out on the go.
I was disappointed to see that the Switch only runs at 30 frames, but honestly, for that kind of game, it's fine.
Cool. But thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for taking it.
All right.
Have a good Christmas.
Oh, you got disconnected. My bad. Yeah, Ree, you're good now? Because I know you were going back and forth.
I think I'm good. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, you've been like going in and out. It's weird. Yeah. All right, we have another caller here.
Quick, I wanted to jump in. Thank you so much for giving the reco for Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. I am so excited for that game. Like you, I am a huge fan of the Salt and Dragon's Keep DLC from Borderlands 2. I can't wait to see like what shenanigans we get into with Bunkers and Badasses, the different version of Dungeons & Dragons inside the Borderlands universe, but also one of my favorite things about that Borderlands 2 DLC is that we actually explored so much of Tina's emotional and mental growth and dealing with trauma and loss throughout the campaign. And if you haven't played that DLC, I'll say please go back and try it if you're able to. It is absolutely incredible, especially if you're a fan of Dungeons and Dragons, but even more so if you're a fan of storytelling. It's very masterfully done, and I'm excited to get more of that. Borderlands 3 was, you know, very accomplished, but it didn't hit the same way, and I'm looking forward to going back to that Tiny Tina DLC vibe, because it was honestly my favorite thing of anything that Borderlands has made. So huge recommendation for that one. That's definitely one of my most anticipated. Also, shout out to Redfall. Alyssa, I'm with you there 100%. And I'm surprised nobody said anything about that Avatar game or the Prince of Persia remake, which are also on my list. I know Ubisoft is remastering Prince of Persia. If they can do anything similar to what we got with Final Fantasy Remastered a couple years ago, I am so excited to go back into Sands of Time, like with an entirely different look and feel, and updating it with all of the creature conference we're used to having in games today.
Yeah, sorry about this. Kenny, make sure when we're talking, just have it on mute. Make it easy. I hear echo here and there. But not, feel free to talk now, man. I know you called.
Yes, hi. What's going on, guys?
How you doing? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Brooklyn, New York.
BK in the house. All right.
Sir, yes, sir.
I'm originally from New York.
Awesome, man. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And why? So, Kenny, any games you're hype about? Maybe there's some games that re-mention you're hype about or what?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, in my crosshairs is Horizon Zero Dawn, the sequel. I truly, truly enjoyed the very first one, especially coming from a studio like Guerrilla. Didn't see that coming. As I played it, I was confused as to what the game was about. Of course, as it progressed, obviously, it was this magnificent story and all the sci-fi elements woven in. It was just an amazing experience, and I love the story, so I'm immensely excited for Horizon. Horizon Zero Dawn. So, yeah.
All right, yeah. Horizon, here's a two-story. I've never played the first one, because I promised myself that I was going to play on the PS5. We have a PS5 here. Nice. So I'm going to play that now during the holiday season.
Yes, you will not be disappointed. Money back guarantee.
No, so. I know that. I've been hearing nothing but great things, but I'm going to play that so I can prepare myself once the next game comes out in February. So that's the goal of mine. And also, there's going to be a couple indie games too. I just want to play.
Yeah, plenty. Oh my goodness, so many. And it's amazing. Yeah, so many.
Yeah, definitely, man. But thanks for calling.
Yeah, definitely, boss. Have a good one.
All right, Mike. Have a good one. Take care. All right. So we have another caller here. Marcel? Hello.
Morning, Danny.
Yeah, everything's good. Thank you for calling. Where are you calling from?
I'm still in LA, never left, but I'm originally from Toronto, Canada.
Oh, Toronto. It was nice, and then, right,
it was
LA.
Nice meeting you and Rihanna very, very shortly on Thursday, actually.
Yeah, that was a lot of people going on around that time, man. No, but it was nice meeting you too, man. So, any games you're hype about that's coming out next year?
You mentioned so much already, especially like with, and also I mentioned Pokemon, and then there's also Elden Ring coming out. I'm actually excited for the Ninja Turtle game that someone also mentioned about from before. But
that was all me, right there.
You and I have been with your whole list, I like, you know, so far and everything.
that one was me, the Ninja Turtles.
I'm really curious to see what EA does with Dead Space, actually, because they said it's coming out this year. So I'm really curious.
Wait, they said it's coming out in 2022? I don't think so. I think that's a long project. I don't see that coming out.
They mentioned 2022. I was like, I don't know about that, but I had to like double check my notes before I came on here, you know. But we'll see. We'll see if it does come out or not. But I know that's one. That's another one I'm looking at right now, so far. But like, especially the whole month of February is going to be a busy month, and you know, it's a good time for everyone to get back into games. So,
all right. Well, thanks for calling in, and I'll hit you up once Ninja Tour comes out. We could play some games, some sessions online.
Yeah, man, I'll be down for that for sure.
Let's make that happen. All right. Thanks for calling, man. All right. All right, we're gonna take a couple more callers.
You know, I haven't heard any turn-based strategy love. I'm really looking forward to that renamed from Triangle Strategy. That game from is it Square Enix that makes it? I might be wrong about that. It's a studio that made
Octopath.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to that one. And I'm also looking forward to Advanced Wars 1 and 2 being revived.
Hey, I apologize. I got kicked out and now I'm back. I don't know what happened here. I know I had some callers, so feel free to call back, please, if you want. What you guys were saying, I totally missed the conversation. My bad.
Oh, I was bringing up a Triangle Strategy that's coming out next year, and Advanced Wars 1 and 2. I'm looking forward to those from like the strategy side.
Okay, that's good. Let's see.
I may have missed it too, because you know I was in and out as well. Maybe our connection isn't doing so great here, Danny. We got to call AT&T. But did anybody mention love for Ghostwire Tokyo? I know that was one that I've heard, you know, over the months, and I'm wondering if that's on anybody's list of must plays for 2022.
I'm intrigued by it. I don't know. I think I need to know more because it's first person. I think that's the part of it that like took it away from me, but I'm excited to see it like in full force, I guess, when they start promoting it again. But I was pretty hyped about it when I heard about it last year.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the game, to tell the truth. Why are you so excited about, Ree, about that game?
Oh, it's not necessarily one that I am. I just know I've heard it, you know, in the rumblings of the general collective, and you know, was curious to know if there's anybody who is super looking forward to it and why. Alyssa, it's good to know that you know the first person of it and not knowing enough is, you know, making you curious to learn more first. Like I'm always one for learning as much as you can before you go in, so that you're getting the experience you expect, because sometimes it's hard to get to games and they're not always accessible. So, you know, we gotta help each other out and make smart choices.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Even Redfall, like I'm excited for it 100%. And I know you are too. I feel like it's still like, okay, let's learn more about this before we dive in, especially cause like I'm buying a console for this. So I'm really looking forward to hearing more about a lot of these games before we actually decide, hey, I want to play this and dissect it and all that stuff.
All right, so we have a couple more callers. We're almost running out of time. Let's go with Andy. Andy, thank you for calling in. Where are you calling from? Hey, Pittsburgh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Go Steelers.
Yeah, go Steelers indeed.
Any games that you're super hype about that's coming out next year?
It sounds cliche at this point, I guess, especially after the Game Awards, but it's got to be Elden Ring. Just that, you know, that series, ever since Demon Souls, I had a lot happen in my life that got me out of games almost entirely, and you know, I never could find that childlike excitement that I had many years ago. I could hardly enjoy them at all until I saw a review of Demon's Souls back in, I think it was 2009, and everything they were saying about it sounded right up my alley. So I picked up a PS3 just for it. I fell in love with the smooth gameplay, the visual storytelling that From's so famous for, and they've been improving and iterating on that every single game, and there's a reason people are so hungry for it. Their work is just phenomenal, in my opinion.
Do you got a chance to play the preview that was available a couple weeks back, or at least you read the previews or other articles from other content creators and journalists about the game?
Nah, I didn't get in. I registered. I took it as a personal offense from Hidetaka Miyazaki himself. No, I didn't get in, but I watched all kinds of coverage, and it's looking fantastic. I can't wait. It seems like there's more diversity and build variety and the way you can take your character than any other games so far. So that's one of my favorite aspects of them. So cannot wait, man. I'm so excited for that game. I can't even explain it.
Now, it's cool hearing, you know, you and other gamers saying, like, you know, their favorite games is coming out next year. And I'm glad everybody had, like, their different type of games that they're hype about, you know. And I'm glad that this game is making you happy, man. And welcome back to the gaming community because of it, too. So that's awesome.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah. Really cool. Really.
Yeah, man.
Serious.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. I have another caller here. We only have, like, a couple minutes, man. But thanks for calling. Calling to the show. All right. Cool. All right. So let's go. Let's go with another caller here. Hello?
Yo, what's going on, Danny? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, sorry. Twitter Spaces has been acting kind of strange today for me. But yeah, I can hear you, man. Wait, where are you actually calling from?
I live in Atlanta, but I'm still in LA from the Game Awards. I'm calling from LA.
Oh, well, thank you for staying here.
Yeah,
in LA. Yeah, man. So is there any games that you're hype about next year or what?
A lot of people have touched on some of the ones I'm excited about, like Sifu, Ghostwire, Horizon, but a couple that I don't think have been brought up yet, but we finally got a release date for Tunic. That's coming out in March. I've been looking forward to that.
I'm very excited.
Like 2017. I'm very excited. I know, right?
Yes.
I can't wait.
So good.
To sink hours and hours into that universe. And then another one that's kind of under the radar a little bit, it's being published by Devolver, called Cult of the Lamb. I believe they showed a trailer during Summer Game Fest that really caught my eye. It's like an action, adventure, kind of dungeon crawler roguelike, where you play like a little lamb that's either been like possessed by a demon or like recruited into a cult, and you just go around recruiting all these cute little farm animals to join like this demonic cult as you dungeon crawl. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I want to learn more about that game. Is that confirmed for 2022?
Yep, confirmed for sure. 2022.
Ooh, I gotta check it out. Awesome, cool. All right, man. Thanks for calling,
man. Appreciate you having me up.
All right, take care. All right, let's take a couple more callers here. Let's go with Greg. Greg, thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, sir?
From New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yes.
Love that city. Great food over there too.
I appreciate you, man. So the last time I stole my thunder with Tunic, I was very excited about the release day of Tunic. I was like, let's go. I love the demo. I love the music. The whole mood of the game is awesome. Looking forward to that. Ark Raiders. I never knew what that game was till the Game Awards, and it looked really cool. And it said 2022, so I was like, oh, okay. That looks pretty cool. I'm a big fighting game guy, so King of Fighters 15. I've been waiting on that for a while. That's in February with everything else. So, that's going to be great. And last night in Japan, they just announced that Granblue Fantasy Relink will be coming out worldwide in 2022. And that's another one of those games that they've been teasing for like 5-6 years. And it's finally coming out. And for those who don't know, the Granblue Fantasy franchise is created by the original Final Fantasy creator. And I believe Umesu-san is doing the soundtrack. So that will be awesome. And those are the ones that I'm looking forward to.
Man, 2022 is going to get you busy, man.
Yeah. Between that and, you know, work and anime. I'm going to be a very, very busy, busy person. But I don't...
Busy and happy. Yes. Busy and happy.
I know you got to call too, but I don't want to hold it up. But thanks for the call. Thanks for taking my call, man. And y'all are awesome, dude. Take care.
Thanks a lot, man. All right. Let's go with Mick. Mick, how you doing? Hello.
Hi from Maryland.
Maryland, all right.
Just north of Bethesda Studios.
Welcome.
What's up? You were breaking up a little bit.
Just
north of
Bethesda Studios.
Ooh, super close by. Look, pass by and ask them if you could get some more details about Starfield, because everybody's hype about it, but nobody would know why.
I tried once before, but they said, "Why are you in here? You are not allowed. Please never come back." And that was kind of rude of them.
Look, even your dog agree it was rude.
I know, right? So my anticipated game for 2022 is Lego Star Wars. Finally, they're going on a new engine for the franchise and them trying to make it more just complete space and going through the entire franchise. It's going to be a huge, really fun time that I can't wait to see more of.
That's about it? Just Lego Star Wars?
There's a lot of others, but I thought I'd mention one that hasn't really been mentioned before.
That's good. You know, you did the right thing. By the way, I got to see that game, and it looks really good. Really, really good.
Yeah. You got to tell me more sometime.
Yes, for sure. I probably will do another show for that about that later on. So, yeah, but thanks for calling, man.
No, thank you.
All right. Let's do this. I have a couple more minutes here. Let's go with Kay. Kay, you there? Yes, we can hear you.
Wonderful.
Where are you calling from?
Another one from Florida. Can you imagine how many Floridians are there?
Man, we have a lot of Florida callers, the UK, Georgia. That's awesome. Yeah.
So in the spirit of mentioning something that no one else has mentioned, have y'all heard of a game called Atomic Heart?
Yes.
I cannot wait for that game. It's being published by, developed by Monkfish. I jokingly say it has to be made by Kojima's Russian cousin. It is the craziest, most amazing thing I have seen in a long time.
Is it also difficult? Does it look like a challenging game or not?
It's very Russian. It's got like Russian pump pop music playing while weird almost humanoid creatures are coming at you. You know, I'm talking like zombie-like creatures with like broccoli growing out of their heads, things like that. It's just it's very graphically intensive to the point where I think NVIDIA has even showed off some ray tracing with it and whatnot. There's like hours of footage of this thing online. It's been on the internet for many, many years, but supposedly it's coming out in 2022 and it will be in Game Pass.
It gives vibes of like We Happy Few meets Fallout. That's kind of the easiest way I could say a quick reference.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very interesting. I gotta check that out.
It's from a very psychotic mind, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, that's all good. All right, but thanks for calling, man. I know we have a lot of callers here, and we only have like a couple minutes, man. So, but thanks for calling, man. All right. Let's go with gaming. Since NES, let's go with this person here. Hello, you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Chicago right now, but I gotta say this first and foremost. Hey, lo que papo, what's up, man? You know, Dominicano here, what's up, man?
Oh, Platano in the house. Hey. We got a couple of Platanos here too. Mom's Dominican.
Oh, that's
too.
What's up.
So you can, Rihanna also got that little sazon flavor too.
I'm adopted Dominicana here.
Dominican by association now.
Hey,
there you go.
Everybody in here. Yo, Danny, let me throw you your flowers. Being a Dominicano up in there in Times Square. Come on, man. I got to give you props for that one, man. You made it.
I appreciate it that. People, man.
Love that.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, so just to keep it brief, you know, moving on. I don't know if it was talked about before, but Little Devil Inside, that game is, I don't know, man. There's something about that game that's just calling my attention. It got the last showing for it. Was in the state of play for the last state of play from PlayStation. I'm gonna tell you right now, that was a terrible showing. Because when you looked at it, you're like, there's nothing interesting here. But if you actually go and check out, they have a nice like deep gameplay video of it. It's an indie game, and it just feels like this, you know, like there's overworld travel that feels very kind of almost like old school RPG-ish, you know, where you have the overmap and your character's kind of like traveling through it. I see a lot of biomes, like desert biomes, like a forest and things like that. And supposedly you're just you out and you go out and investigate paranormal activity. And you know, you have your sword and your shield, and you know, you jump on horseback and you just like go exploring the world. It just looks so interesting. And I think it might be indie of the year. You know, I'm putting it out there, you know, get ready for it.
Wow. That's a bold statement there, man. All right.
But yo, Danny, thank you for having me. Mondo was good. And shout out to everybody out here, man. We all gamers and I love gaming. We got to put it through. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
Show, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to say, like, the presentation matters big time, man. Like, that's how you're going to, how developers are going to get consumers to buy their games. Like, look, I remember when I went to E3 years ago, I got to see Remedy presenting Alan Wake, and I didn't like that presentation at all. That I just didn't even care about the game, right? During that time at E3. Then I got a review copy and I played it, and that's my favorite Xbox 360 game ever for me. So yeah, presentation is very, very important to get people hyped. So I'm going to pick, let's see, let me have here Zach. Zach, you there? Hello. Hey, welcome. Thanks for calling.
Or letting me.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Western Kentucky, you know, just north of where the tornado just drove through.
Wait, it just happened right now?
No, it was Friday night. I don't know. It was one of the longest tornado runs in U.S. history. It was pretty incredible.
Well, I'm glad that you're safe.
Hey, me too. All the friends and family are safe, so we're good right now.
That's good. That's
but
good.
Really, the only one I wanted to bring up that I haven't heard be said just yet is the new expansion for Monster Hunter Rise. I think it's Sunbreak or Daybreak. I can't remember which. But with how Capcom has been doing with Monster Hunter and with Resident Evil the last few years, they basically have the pin to my credit card account.
Yeah, do you enjoy the last DLC that they released, the last expansion?
Well, the ones for Monster Hunter World, they were incredible. Well, Iceborne, anyways. It was
that
it,
one for,
it was incredible.
For that one. All right, good. Yeah, because I heard nothing but great things about it, too. And also the latest one that came out for the Switch, too. I've been hearing great things about that game.
Oh, yeah,
too.
It'll finally get me to turn my Switch back on.
Oh, it's collecting dust.
Oh, well, Pokemon's brought it out of the closet for now, but we'll see how long that lasts.
All right, Zach. But thanks for calling.
Thanks for
man.
Having me. Have a great day.
I have a couple of our callers here. You too. Stay safe. All right. That's Bree. We have a couple more minutes, or what? We good?
Yeah, we can go ahead and listen to everybody who's requested already. I'd like to hear more. This is great. I'm writing stuff down.
Yeah. I like this. Like this a lot. All right, we have another caller here. Hello, can you hear us? Hello, Mix.
Oh, hey, that's the homie Gabe.
Hello.
Hello, yo. That's Gabe.
What's going on, guys?
No,
hey, from the Bronx. Mind, Gabe. Sorry.
Oh, I was like, wait, sorry, I know another Gabe.
I lost connection there for a second.
Nah, it's all good, man. What's up?
Shout out Mondo. Shout out Alyssa. I love them. VGA. They do so much for New York, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to you, Danny, first and foremost, too, as well. The game I wanted to bring up, I don't know if it was brought up already, was Tiny Tina's Wonderland, which I think is a fantastic franchise itself. Borderlands is one of my favorite franchises that I play with a couple of my friends, and I feel like it's not as big as a cooperative shooter as it should be, in my opinion, at least within my circle of friends. But overall, it is a very big shooter. But it's one of the games I'm looking forward to as well for 2022. But I also wanted to touch on a separate subject just really lightly, and I thought this was interesting. Yesterday was the day before was the 1 year anniversary for Cyberpunk 2040, whatever. And that was in a great game. And I find it interesting how we have not heard a single blip about the future Witcher game yet. Not even a teaser, nothing. And I'm very happy about that because that means they know they messed up with Cyberpunk and they're going to work on that for the release of the Witcher. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I know they did mention there's the next gen version for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series that's coming out sometime next year for both The Witcher and also Cyberpunk. Yeah. So that's the only update that they have about it, and that's about it. So, But thanks for calling, man.
All right, man.
All right. All right, so we have also a caller from, it says, all the way from Japan. Hello, are you there? Hello.
Hi.
I just heard you right there. Hey, you calling from Japan?
Yeah, I'm calling from Japan. Hi there.
Wow. First of all, what time is it over there?
It's 9:30 in the morning.
9:30 in the morning. All right, cool. Thanks for calling, man.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So, do you have any games that's coming out next year that you're hype about?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Forspoken. Really looking forward to that game. Not only because it looks like a really good game, but also for what it means for representation. I think this is like the first ever game made by a Japanese developer that has a black protagonist or a black main character. So I'm really looking forward to that and how it can make a more positive image for like people of color. So yeah, that's my most anticipated game for 2022.
And that's coming out for every console, PC, or
just this PC and PS5 only. Yeah, but the install base for PS5 is really low in Japan, so I don't think it will sell that well. But I think internationally it will sell good. It's only for PS5 on console, though.
Yeah, very very quick. I was going to ask you why the sales are low just on consoles in general? Because I know the Switch has been doing better than the other two, but is there a reason you think? I know back then there used to be more, a lot of people just supporting consoles overall.
Yeah, I think it's more like a lifestyle change. Like more people are working, and like people who are like gaming age, they have small houses, so they don't have time to sit down and on the couch and play video games. So they rather play on their phones or on the Switch, which is more portable. Yeah, I think that's the main reason why like the console sales are going down. It's just mobile games are taking over.
Oh, good. Good to know, man. From a caller all the way from Japan, man. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Hey, I appreciate that so much. Really cool. All right, we have one more caller, and I think we're going to wrap it up after this. We have here Jay. Jay, are you there? Well, hello, Jay. Where are you calling from? Oh, South Carolina, man. How's the weather over there? Good?
It's too bipolar over here.
All right. Do you have any games you're excited about?
I am excited about a few. I have been looking a bunch at Starfield and the new God of War coming out soon. I don't know if they were already spoken about. But those
are we talked about both. We talked about both of those games. Are you going to get a PC version 2 of God of War coming out next month?
I more than likely am, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's a great, amazing game.
Excited too. I know Overkill stated that the beta for Payday 3 is going to come out in the end of 2022, which is going to be absolutely awesome to play.
But thanks for calling. We're going to wrap it up in a few minutes. That's why I got you in here, man. So you could talk about your games, man.
No, you're all good. That's all I had for you tonight, but I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here. But first, Mondo, talk about your podcast very quick, man. Promote it. I know it's you and Alyssa, and I want people to check it out and subscribe, man, and support.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Alyssa and I do a podcast called The Save Point. We talk about gaming, anime, and just other nerd pop culture topics that come across the table. We usually record it live on Thursdays on Twitch. At twitch.com/VGAmateurs. And you can find us on your favorite podcast service at The Save Point.
Awesome. Thanks for following.
And thanks for bringing us up too, Danny. Always appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for calling in here, man. And Alyssa, have fun in New York during the holidays. And once you come back, we'll got to hang out. Definitely got to hang out.
Please. I miss you guys so much.
It's been a while. Rihanna, anything you would like to promote before we wrap this up?
Yeah, yeah, you can catch a lot of the work that Danny does over on XPlay and all of the work that I do at G4. Website is g4tv.com. If you add a /schedule, you'll see all of our hard work in putting G4 content on every platform possible. We haven't made it to the fridge next to Skyrim yet, but we'll get there eventually. And you can follow me here on Twitter. Anything I'm involved with, like awesome events like the Spawnies, with Spawn on Me, with Caliph Adams, I'll always be posting about it here.
Thank you, Ree. Thank you, Mondo and Alyssa. And everybody, make sure to also follow my podcast, Gamertag Radio. New podcast episodes coming out 12 midnight Pacific tonight. And what is that keyboard? Hold on, I think I know who it is.
Oh, sorry.
It's so good. It's so good. But yeah, just make sure to check out the latest episode. And I'm actually thinking on doing this just on weekends, Saturday and Sundays, just conversation on Twitter Spaces. But one of these days, I believe New Year's Eve, I would like to have just a discussion overall about the new year, and we'll celebrate together. We'll celebrate together. I want to do that coming up. So everyone, thank you for calling and listening. Until next time, we'll be back here Saturday with another Spaces. All right, take care. Peace.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, shout out to everybody that called in. And yeah, I'm going to have more Twitter Spaces for next year. And actually, I'm probably going to do one for New Year's Eve. That's going to be exciting. So make sure to follow me on Twitter for more details about that. Paris, so I bought my brand new PC gaming rig here. And all I need is the monitor, and I'm all set. So my question to you before we wrap this up, what is like the first game you think I should definitely check out once I launch and have everything?
Man, that's a loaded question, because there are so many different games that you could play. I told you this offline already. I think one quick one you can do, since you already have Game Pass, fire up Game Pass Ultimate. Fire up the Xbox app on the PC. Mm-hmm. Play Horizon 5.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, visual eye candy on PC maxed out. Definitely just to check that out. But I mean, there's a ton of things. Another one, believe it or not, that you should at least just mess around a little bit on PC. Again, just for the visuals with ray tracing and everything turned on. Cyberpunk 2077. For all the faults that game may have on PC, oh my God, with ray tracing on, Night City is just beautiful. It really is. Gears 5 on the PC is another one. And I know I'm serious spitting on these Xbox games. I mean, but dude, there's just a ton of things that you can go check out on PC that you may have played on console, but just the visual fidelity gets upgraded when you go to PC. And like I told you before, being able to, because you have a 3080 card, lock in at least 60 frames, if not higher, on a lot of these games is going to be good. You know, another one, Doom, the new Doom. I'm forgetting the, you know what I'm talking about, but the
oh,
new
Oh, yeah,
Doom,
the sequel.
Yeah. That one, I think on a 3080, I think you can, and it depends on the monitor you get. If you get a 4K monitor, that can do 120 or above. But, I mean, dude, you could hit over 100 frames on that, and it's just butter smooth. Really, really good.
I can't wait to test it out.
Yeah, trust me. There's so many PC games you can play. It's bananas, I'm telling you. That's why, like, look, obviously, I know, you know, we talk Xbox, PlayStation, console stuff. But if I have the option to play on PC, that's usually where I default. Just because the visuals are going to look better, and you're going to get higher frames as well. And, you know, you just get the whole package. I mean, you know, you got to tinker here or there with settings and all that stuff. When, you know, as a PC gamer, it's not just hit start and go. But, you know, once you get used to it, once you get into it and you understand how to do some of the settings and everything, you kind of tweak things, it's good. It's like I've been replaying Halo Infinite again, you know, because I played during the review period, so I didn't get achievement. So just doing that again and playing on PC, I mean, it's great.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. I can't wait to set up everything and I could start testing out all these games, and especially Forza Horizon 5. Because the game looks beautiful on the console. So I can imagine on the PC.
Oh, oof. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Paris, man, it's been a great, great year for all of us overall. I know we've been extremely busy with a lot of things, but, you know, we try our best to record content for
for the community and everything. And I think next year is going to be a better year. Lots of more content, games is coming out, especially early 2022. Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait to start, you know, doing bigger things for the podcast, man. And it's been great recording with you guys this year, man. A lot of crazy moments, man. The billboard, you hosting the game showcase with Xbox during E3. Like, we had some really big moments this year, man.
Yeah.
And also Reggie, having him on the show, that took me like over a decade to have him on the show. You know, things like that. I will never forget. I can't wait for 2022, man. Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
Hey, I'll say this on the last thing of 2021. A few days ago, you might have saw it. I had tweeted out, I go, the real 2021 game of the year is Xbox Game Pass. And yes. I was like, I choose violence this morning. I knew it would be ridiculous. There's literally a video about this on YouTube right now. People just mad.
No. Are you serious? Over that?
Yes.
That is insane.
Hilarious. That's insane. Absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
I don't get it.
And look, to counter that, I will also say this, and people only have a few days to enter. PlayStation was generous enough. They reached out to me. They gave me a bunch of codes to give out for their games in 2021. So I've been running a few contests on social media. Like, I've already given away Ratchet and Clank. I just gave away Death Stranding Director's Cut. I got a contest going right now, which will end on the 20th at 4 p.m. Pacific for Returnal. I'm also going to have Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut, and I'm going to give away a year of PlayStation Plus as well. And I'll run those. So if you're listening to this, definitely check me out on Twitter at Vicious696, looking for those. And appreciate PlayStation reaching out, you know, nice little holiday giveaway. So people, you know, that have a PlayStation 5, you know, these are some games that they can check out on there, and hope everyone has a good holiday.
Yeah, same. Everybody, thank you so much for listening, the podcast, reviewing, also hitting us up on social media, or even emailing us or calling our voicemail. It's great to hear you guys, and please continue doing that, because we're planning to come back later next year. You know, the news is going to be kind of dry, but based on your questions, we could come up with some great content and for the next episode, starting 2022. All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for listening, everybody. Stay safe. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll be back with a brand new episode, brand new season, our 17th season in January. So take care, everyone. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.